Hey, everybody, Rob Patrick here for another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the game that is made up in the moment and on the spot. We have all of our players sitting here raring to go, so we are going to get right into our first game. Our first game is a game called Once Upon a Time, where our players are going to tell a fairy tale story one word at a time. Our players for this game are going to be Big Matt, Becky, and John. And they are going to be telling the fairy tale of the three little pigs.
Once.
On.
Time. Ah. Already.
There.
Were.
Three.
Little.
Oinkers.
Who.
Oinked
all
the
way
home
to
Ohio.
They
were
living
in
hell.
Accurate.
No
pig.
Sorry, I didn't hear him.
Was
harmed
in
the
basement.
Three
of
the
oinkers
went
outside
and
became
saved
by
Jesus.
Praise.
So you blew it when you said hell in Ohio.
How not Michigan. Ohio? I know.
Guys, come on.
Cleveland.
Also, once again.
You know your geography. Jeez.
One detail correct.
Once again, yep. We get we 30 have, seconds in.
Three pigs. It
turns into a jigsaw venture.
Yeah.
Into the basement.
I was hoping Matt would have said bacon instead of saved.
Moving on. Our next game is going to be a game called TV Channels.
Uh-oh.
Our players are going to be acting in the form of TV channels. And I'm going to give each player a different TV channel to perform in the style of. And when I say change channel, we will go from player to player to player. They will continue telling the scene in the style of their TV channel. So we have Jason at Saturday Morning Cartoons. We have James Hatton, a late night TV thriller. We have Matt as a workout tape. And Ty is doing infomercials. And what we are talking about is the 10-day weather forecast. Gentlemen, we're going to start with some cartoons.
Boy, it sure is hot out here today. What are you talking about? It was just raining last night. But I mean, the humidity, it's crazy right now.
I don't know, guys. I think we ought to do something about all this sand that's blown.
Where did all those clouds come from? I don't want to go into that creepy mansion. But that's where they put my baseball. Oh, I'm getting wet. Oh, God.
Change channel.
All right, we're going to work hard. We're going to just enjoy the heat and the humidity. And we're going to just work it out to get it going and make sure everybody's having a good time and losing them calories. Don't reach for those cheeseburgers, you fatty. You big fatty fat fuck. Don't do it. You don't need a cheeseburger. What you need is kale. Kale's good for you. And kale's
channel.
Now, normally, people would have to work really hard to look at the next 7 days of weather. But with the info weathertainer, you just hit a button and it'll tell you to fuck right off because Friday's going to be really nice.
And Saturday, James.
Why is it so cold in here? They have the infotainer. Oh, what's it do?
Change channel, Matt.
Yeah, you might be thinking, I'm just going to get that infotainer. It'll tell me what the weather's like. But you're not going to worry about that because you're going to spend 10 days out in the bitter elements like you deserve. You knew you shouldn't eat that cheeseburger. You knew it. You knew it and you ate it anyway.
We are going to move right to our next game called On the Spot Punchline. In this game, I'm going to call on players randomly, and they are going to give me just the punchline to jokes, either real jokes or made-up jokes. We will see if we can figure out which ones are which. We're going to kick it off with Ty.
And then John said two words.
James.
The lemon squeezes. Squeezes.
John.
The end.
Becky.
Boner. I barely know her.
Big Matt.
And that's why we had to shoot the puppy.
Matt.
And so I just decided to say, forget it, because my name's Murphy.
Jason.
But whose pants were they?
James.
Spit it out! Spit it out!
John.
The biggest you've ever seen.
Ty.
And then they say to the time traveler, no, it's 9:12.
Becky.
And the rabbi said, have you seen my rabbit?
Matt.
And I said, how do I know? I'm not a doctor.
And Big Matt
said, no, that's not my wife. That's a Leah Pluridon.
Harley.
He said forsaken, not foreskin.
Oh.
Sorry, I had to go back to the rabbi one.
Matt, I thought you were going to say, that's not my wife, that's my girlfriend with a Cocker Spaniel hairdo.
Callback.
We are going to go on to our next game. Speaking of callback, this game is called Hello Caller. This is going to be a game for James as our radio DJ call-in type person.
Sure.
And Becky, Ty, and Jason are going to be the callers who call in to speak with him. And the topic they're discussing are side hustles. Are they worth it? And if so, what's yours?
Thank you for listening to that twofer from Sublime. We are now moving to our talk portion of the show where we are going to be talking about side hustles. What a lot of you folks don't know is this is my 34th job today. You may find me on the street playing Three Card Monty or at your brother's house cleaning the pool. That said, we have a lot of people on the line talking about their side hustles. Are they worth it? And are they good for you? First caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, absolutely worth it. Absolutely.
Well, what do you do for your side hustle, if I may ask?
I walk cats. I walk cats. I'm a doctor by day and a cat walker by night. Wouldn't have it any other way.
You don't find that it's hard to walk them?
No, not at all. I'm what you would call kind of a cat whisperer. But I make more money walking cats than I do saving lives.
I mean, how can you argue with results like that? Thank you, caller. Next, you're on the air. Side hustles, what's your thoughts?
Hey, buddy. First time listener. Last time caller, just wanted to say, you know, thank you for all this great information. But, you know, personally, I find that my best side gig ever has been describing pornography to the Amish because they don't have computers. So I just go there and just describe my favorite scenes and like tell them about it and like how much body hair and the like volume of sweat.
Are they not offended by the luridness of their bodies?
Well, I mean, you know, as long as you just like, you know, well, first off, like their wives can't know. So like, it's really just the guys
that
want that. Yeah. But, you know, you just got to tell them about everything, like the size of the areolas and like the size of the labias and like the size of the whole.
I think we understand all of the sizes of the parts.
Yeah, they really need the sizes.
Clearly. Who knew the Amish were such size queens? Thank you for your call. Next caller, you're on the air. Side hustle.
Yeah, so, you know, I got a day job. I got my side hustle. I'm trying to transition into making the side hustle the main gig, right?
Sure. Understood.
So, for the last couple few years here, I've been selling used wet cardboard boxes. It's been going well. You would think there's not really a market for it, but how many people you know selling wet used cardboard boxes?
I mean, it sounds like you have the market cornered. My question is, what do people use with those wet cardboard boxes?
Ah, so see, you got that entrepreneurship there. You got the gene, my friend.
Yeah.
So I don't ask questions, okay?
Understood.
Yeah, I mean, no, I get the boxes, I urinate on them, and I sell them on to the next guy. That's my business model.
You know what? Bless you for doing it. Someone has to be out there peeing all over cardboard boxes and selling it to the needy. We thank you.
I love the show, and I knew that you were just the guy to understand where I'm coming from. Thank 100%. You so much for what you do.
We will see you next time. And everyone out there, I have to go. I have to start bagging some groceries before the next person comes on in. This has been Chip Chipperson, and I will see you guys next week.
The confidence, Jason. The confidence.
I knew there had to be a hitch. It couldn't just be wet cardboard boxes.
No, they
have. Like, I take them, I pee wet. On them, and I sell them. That's my business there was model. A you got a problem with
layer
it?
To that.
Yours are always peeing.
Yep. And that sound means we are coming up on our last game of the evening. This game is a game called Cutting Room Floor, and our players are going to be Big Matt, Matt, and John. The scene is Luke's dream scene when he's training to be a Jedi on Dagobah. Matt, you are going to be Yoda. Big Matt, you are going to be Vader, and John, you are going to be Luke. Players, take it away when you're ready.
Matt, but Master Yoda, I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
Luke, the cave is very mysterious, and if you go in there, shit's gonna get... Crazy shit will get.
Well, I'm ready for. Wait, what kind of shit? What kind of shit are we talking about? That now you're setting me up for this expectation. I don't know.
Well, in you could go and find there. You will nightmare sequences that will reveal that inner truths. They will reveal.
Well. Fuck, now I don't feel like going. Is there any incentive into going into this?
Go in, you have to.
Yeah, but besides going, is there any is there any value?
Going in shows fearlessness. So even if in there you find girl you did not ask out, or test that you are naked for, or... some kind of violent father dream you have.
Irregardless, in you must go.
Wait, go back to the naked lady. What was it about the naked? I heard naked lady and I kind of zoned off there.
When I did go in, had vision, I did, of lady who I was too ashamed to ask out to go with me, and okay. Also there was a test happening.
Okay, well, I heard lady, and now this tree stump is talking to me.
Luke.
So I better go talk to it.
Luke, shut the fuck up. Luke, Yoda.
But tree
I can
man.
Hear you guys. I'm really
ruining
in here.
The surprise you are.
Are you the naked lady?
Oh my god, are you going to send him into me?
Plan that was.
I don't want to deal with that little shit either.
I've dosed
Master
all
Yoda,
of us with
I'm
mushrooms.
Ready.
I've dosed all of us with mushrooms I have to make sure experience is perfect.
Noof, go over there and stand on your head.
Do it, it'll be funny.
Yoda, okay. Give me some more mushrooms.
Okay, mushrooms, yes.
Yeah, you the force is ayahuasca. I get it.
Ah.
Holy shit.
You Yoda figured it out!
Luke never would have made it to Dagobah.
No.
Oh my god.
But he's gonna do great on Shark Tank.
Yes.
Luke, so big your pupils are.
As we have been recording this episode, we have been running the audio through the Humor Computer 6000, analyzing all of the jokes, and this episode's winner, Big Matt.
Yes, yeah.
It should be.
Well, the treatment.
Yeah,
big victories.
Obviously it's Vader saying, I don't want to deal with that little shit either.
Keep him out there.
Big Matt, so as the winner of the episode, you get to kick us off with our closing credits. Please let all the viewers and listeners know where they can find more of you.
All right, you can find a lot of me at, you know, Facebook, Matthew Neslanek VO, or Instagram, also on ACX, under my name, Matthew Neslanek. That's where you can find the rest of me.
Ty.
You can find me on YouTube at High Anxiety, and you can find me at Twitch at High Anxiety Media.
And also OnlyFans, High Anxiety.
That's low anxiety.
I'll be back.
I am not active on social media, so you can find me right here, but I would like to encourage you to go out and support your local community arts and theater.
John J. Galbo.
You can find me somewhere and acpnet.net.
Jason?
Onlyfeet.com/... No, I haven't built that one yet. Jay Paul.
Yet.
Yet.
Yet. It's coming. That's our slogan. But no, jpollardvo.com or twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
And Becky.
I'd like to inquire about this OnlyFeet business.
hit me up after the show.
Right on.
We'll have to buy the domain from me.
I mean,
you'll have to buy your own saw.
Becky's tags are feet plus tattoos.
And over to James.
Hi. You can find me at Red Voice in all of the places. I'm sure by the time you're seeing this, I'll have like three others that I've failed at.
And aww. I've been your host, Rob Patrick. You have been watching Inside Joke, Outside Voice. Please go over to IJOV.net. It is where you can find more information about me and the entire rest of our cast. It also has the links to all of our social media links, so you can follow us on all the various social media platforms. And the link to our YouTube page, you can go and like and subscribe so you get notifications as to when a new episode drops. Thanks, y'all, for watching, and we will catch y'all next time.